A crew member aboard the Royal Caribbean ship Serenade of the Seas has what Alaska's chief medical officer is calling a probable case of H1N1 virus, the so-called swine flu. Dr. Jay Butler said yesterday that the case is being called probable because although the crew member did test positive for the H1N1 virus in Seattle, the testing methods are new emergency protocols which must be confirmed by the CDC. Washington state officials expect that confirmation this week. Butler says the ship is traveling through icy straits right now and will be docking in Sitka in the next few days.
The crew member became ill on May 2nd and was tested while the ship was in port in Washington state. This person was placed in isolation in her quarters, completed a course of antiviral medications, and is doing well.
Butler says the crew member has not had a fever for more than 3 days and tested negative for H1N1 in Ketchikan. Butler says this probable case is not a surprise, but rather a confirmation that this virus causes illness similar to seasonal influenza.
But is also transmissible like seasonal influenza and has now been confirmed in 43 states, also in the District of Columbia, and in 28 other countries than the United States.
Butler says Royal Caribbean has been taking measures to prevent the spread of illness and people who have had close contact with the crew are being monitored.
At this time, we have no new reports of probable H1N1 influenza linked to this crew member or this cruise ship or, in fact, at this time, anywhere in Alaska.
Butler says Washington state has more than 100 confirmed cases of H1N1 influenza. He says state officials reported their first death from the virus on Saturday. Butler says more information is available at pandemicflu.alaska.gov.